Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading for All Saints' Day, for the Day of the Dead, as it's known in some places, for All Souls' Day, for the Day of Remembrance, comes from the 7th chapter of Revelation, the 13th verse. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, nor shall the sun strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The text. I was trying last night, as trick-or-treaters were coming through our parking lot, to explain to someone who came, who is an immigrant here, who was visiting, and comes from a completely different culture than ours, exactly what we were doing. I think she left thinking I had lost my mind, or at least the group of us that were out there. But All Saints Day, All Souls Day, All Hallows Day, or Day of the Dead, whatever you want to call it, is a day that really touches a very primal chord within humanity, because it speaks of something all humanity faces: death. Death, and what happens with death? What happens after death? Does anything happen after death? This is the subject of the human heart, something that the human heart is either consumed with or has found peace. There are lots of answers out there to what happens after death. Some say nothing at all. We simply return to the ground. You're made out of dirt, you go back to dirt. Some say reincarnation. You're on a hamster wheel, and you either just keep coming back and coming back and coming back, or you're kind of graded on your past life, and you come back either better or worse off, depending on whether you were a better person or a worse person. Many have concepts of heaven, but they're never quite sure how one gets there. And finally, for the vast majority, they have no idea what lies, if anything, beyond death, beyond the human body, beyond this lifetime. And they go looking. They're on a quest to find out. That's been the popular subject of movies and books and currently a whole host of TV shows that go ghost hunting. They look, is that grandpa? Is that someone else who is still trapped here? They go to mediums. Can you contact the dead? Do they have a message? Can you send a message? We even play with Ouija boards, which are supposed to be doorways to the other side. Now, we as Christians know how dangerous that all is, because there's only one kind of spirit you can talk to in this world, and that spirit outside of God himself is satanic and demonic and hurtful. How world religions deal with death vary, but for the most part, they will say, you can't be sure what happens. And that's because you can't be sure you've done the right things. World religions usually have a list of things you must do, you must get right, you must practice through your life in order to attain something, if anything at all, in the afterlife. But you're never going to know what that is, what you have succeeded in doing, until you get to the other side, until you reach that point after death. And then you hope that it isn't going to be some ugly surprise you weren't expecting. It is only in Christ, it is only in His cross, that what happens after death is certain. It is certain because it is something that God has done and not something we do. It is something that God has told us, not something we speculate or try to come up with a philosophy to contend. It is something that God has revealed to us, which you saw in action today as these children received new life, their souls raised, and made children of God. They are now connected with that life after death, the death of the body. They are connected with that eternal life because they have now the treasures of Christ. The point of His birth into our world, the point of His suffering and death, was to free us from our sin, that we may know life with God, life that is eternal, life that the angel talks about to John in Revelation. Around the throne of God, robes that were stained by sin, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and now made righteous. And we know this by faith. And even that faith is something that God does not expect us to come up with and maintain, but a gift that He gives, a gift that He gave those two babies just now. A gift that we need throughout this life to live as children of God, to know that God is around us always in this world and in the next, and what has happened to those who have died and gone before us. All of it is His gift. We do not need to fear death. In fact, we can look forward to it. As some of us have, standing at the precipice, thinking and not wondering whether we will make it or whether we won't make it, have had the experience of knowing it didn't matter. If we lived for Christ, and that was great. And if we died, we had eternal life in heaven. Doesn't mean we weren't concerned about our families and our friends and those in the world, but death, a doorway you step through. God dries your tears. You enter eternal joy, you enter eternal rest. In other words, it's all good. Brothers and sisters, we have the answer to the biggest question hovering in humanity, to that elephant that's always in the room, in every hospital room, in nursing homes, even in our homes. What about death? We can say, what about life? The life that God gives, the life eternal with Him, life with all of those who have gone before us, life because of the cross, life because of his death, life because of his resurrection. What John saw in heaven, brothers and sisters, is the answer. And it was you as well. These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That was us. That was a peek into the future, a foretaste of what is to come. What awaits past that door? That for us, death is not a fear. It can be sad. It's always sad to lose someone from this pilgrimage, and we do grieve. But we can also rejoice, for we will stand with them one day around that throne, and death will be a question no more. Share what you know. Share the peace you have. Share the certainty in your heart, the confidence, and bring another hope and peace and rest. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Amen.